Okay, let's get some texts to 12-1200 that have come in on this story from unsigned. The Sens board must impose a moratorium on any moves by the current management before they do any further damage to this organization's future. Shane writes, obviously Troy wasn't on board with the 5-on-5 dumpster fire defensive zone coverage the big team plays. From unsigned, they tried the, quote, play the same system with Kleinendorst and Boucher, and they were two of the worst coaches the organization has ever seen. From unsigned, so much for Mr. Loyalty's loyalty. The Dorian Gong Show continues. From Chris, so the coach in Belleville is fired for performance-based issues. Does this mean they are happy with the performance in Ottawa, being out of it since November again? The line that really struck me in the press release was the need for, quote, more cohesion and systematic play between Belleville and Ottawa. I'm speculating, but it seems to me as though Mr. Mann may have disagreed with the systematic coaching approach here in Ottawa and has been resistant to implementing a similar system in Belleville. Either way, another head-scratching decision for sure. That's from Chris. I'll reserve judgment on the Mann dismissal until we get the full facts, but the initial smell test seems to indicate that, yet again, the Sens cannot get out of their own way. If this was purely a hockey decision, it's incomprehensible. That's from Mark listening in Barrie. So that's some of the comments that we've received so far. So again, I think that Troy Mann, and maybe some of it speaks to the fact that he has been an open book about the prospects. Yeah. And I also think, I will say this, that the minor league coach, when the NHL team is struggling, and the head coach has been there for a while, like the backup goalie, like the backup quarterback, is often the most popular person there is. Nobody likes the person doing the job.
Yeah, good point.
The person underneath them always kind of looks like the good guy in all this. And again, this is not to say that Troy Mann isn't a great coach or whatever. Yeah, I'm just saying that this kind of follows a playbook that we often see in sports.